Fairy tale for my unborn child. While walking in the riverbed behind our house, I discover a village, half hidden in tall grass that reaches the windows of cottages. A sign reads, "No one in this town is afraid to die." I hear children's songs, see them lined in one row wearing their Sunday best, black trousers on the boys and navy dresses on the girls. Blackberries cluster in backyards, and green ferns grow in June. This is a town with pastries on the baker's windowsill, set in small boxes tied with yellow ribbon, in a market where a man butchers chickens, with the blood right there next to the flower shop, the daffodils bright and open as children's faces. The fabric store holds rolls of velvet, chiffon, and brocade, where dark-haired girls manipulate shears and stick pins into fabric mannequins. Their gray wool dresses darken their eyes in the November dusk. When closing shop, they bend and blow out the last candle on the windowsill. Beside a thatch-roofed cottage, a plaid tablecloth is thrown at the roots of a tree, with acorns piled in the middle and a bucket of apples at one corner, tipped over, the apples tumbling and glossy in the sun. A ladder lies in the green grass, and an axe balances against the trunk with a pair of black gloves next to the silver blade. A red leaf has fallen beside my shoe. It has a startling flame, like the pieces of stained glass in the cathedral where the children sing in the yard among the tombstones and the wrought iron fences. Each child's voice burns with the same moon, an open mouth, a wide, untreated wound.